You know, as she was saying, you know, like street kids, well, I'm a street kid. I'm from Olympia, Washington. I guess you guys call it homeless, but it's a lot different for me because it's a whole lifestyle, you know, like we have kind of like a hippie community out in the woods, you know, like in the Redwoods in Arcata. And it's like a family of people that get together, all homeless, you know, whatever. And, you know, we bring things back for the community, make sure we all eat, people collect firewood, you know. Right now we're really building it, like building structures up for more kids, because during the summertime, a lot of travelers come through this town, you know, come through Humboldt, Mendo, you know, everywhere around here, and there really is no place for them to go. Cops harass us in the cities. You know, we have to walk like 5 miles out of town just to get out of city limits, and then the sheriffs can still come and mess with us. You know, the only person that we really have to worry about is Ranger Chase, but he, as long as we're like, you know, one part out in the middle of nowhere, like we have a 45-minute walk uphill just so we don't get messed with, you know? I don't know, you know, you guys were talking about how the community has struggles in, like, bringing, you know, like, together for more people, like, I don't know, working everyday lifestyles. Now, we don't work, but how we bring money up is like we go to the college, we do recycle runs, we go and take the money that, because the recycling in the college goes towards the cops' funds, so we take the cops' funds away from them so they can't hire more police officers, you know, like. Like, each kid can pull out at least 10 bucks a day, you know, and we get kicked downs all the time. We're the spangers, you know, we're the kids that are, you know, trying to just get some food in our stomachs at least once a day, you know. And so it's nice when there's, like, an actual community together, because I'm, like, from Olympia, and I'm used to, you know, seeing community actions and a lot more protesting, and what I call them is riots, because, you know, that's what we do, is we riot the streets, and, you know, we get on bikes so the cops can't arrest us. But I love to see, like, how communities can bring food, you know, just for everyone, just because, you know, it's nice. Everyone can talk, show their sides, and, like, just being a street kid, you know, it's a lot different for us. We get looked down upon, you know, but really I love the lifestyle I live. You know, I love traveling. I love seeing new things, meeting new people all day, you know, and it's a lot of fun. But we still have to work together to try and provide for each other. I mean, no matter what, we still have to have a community. You know, we call it a hippie commune because that's what we do. We're a community of people that have to support each other.